All right, my friends, welcome back to the Weekend Interview Show. Got a short little bit here to wrap up the show with my friend Debbie Clark from antiwar.com. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it was awesome event in Washington, D.C. today. There were so many people there. I've heard different figures on what the count was, and I don't know at this point if there has been an official figure released. I haven't had any access to any news media sources yet. Just left there not too long ago. I'm actually somewhere in Virginia right now at a restaurant, outside a restaurant.
Well, CNN is saying well over 100,000 people.
Oh, it was more than that. I'm sure. I heard reports of anywhere between 250,000 to 500,000, and I really have no clue. I'm sure it was more than 100,000. I'd say it was at least double that, although I wouldn't say I'm an expert on guessing that type of thing or estimating it. But there were so many people there. I mean, you couldn't see. I don't know how anybody could estimate without doing it from the air.
Right. I saw a CNN story here. I haven't been able to watch the TV news coverage of it at all to see, like, the helicopter view or anything. But if you go and look at CNN's page, apparently they would have us believe from their photography that it's nothing but a bunch of wasted hippie white kids with dreadlocks up there protesting. Is that the case?
Well, there's always that segment there, of course, and that's and a large number of them. I spent my day with the Veterans for Peace and Iraq Veterans Against the War, Military Families Speak Out, and Gold Star Families for Peace, which is the families who have lost loved ones in Iraq. And I got lost a couple of times. I mean, kind of separated from the Veterans for Peace contingent, so I had gotten further back. So it was really a very mixed, very diverse group, as you can imagine. I mean, all of the group that you just described, as well as a very large number of just very normal people.
Plain old middle class working folk up there, huh?
Right.
By the tens of thousands.
Young and old.
Did you see Cindy?
I didn't see Cindy all day. I heard some people saw her speak this morning, I think before the march at the Ellipse. I didn't see her at the march, but I was right up with the other Gold Star Families for Peace, which is the group that she was the founder of, and the Iraq Veterans Against the War. In fact, I had gone there from Atlanta with one of the Iraq veterans, a silver captain who was out of West Point. I mean,
Debbie, we're about out of time here. Can you tell me, is this going to be going on tomorrow? Is this all weekend thing, or today was the day?
Yes, they have more activities tomorrow and on Monday as well. I believe people are meeting with legislature.
I say anybody on the Eastern Seaboard, go to D.C. If it's within driving distance, go there. Thank you very much for your help today, Debbie. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, everybody, we'll be back next week at 5 o'clock Texas time for the Weekend Interview Show. In the meantime, check out the site weekendinterviewshow.com.